We first caught up with Rebecca Wolf earlier this summer, back home in rural Maryland. At the time, she was living with her parents. Her mom and dad didn't like it that she was joining the Marine Corps, but they were not surprised. From an early age, Rebecca wanted to break the traditional girl mold.
When she was young, she says she's always going to drive motorcycles, drink beer, smoke cigarettes, and get tattoos. I can remember her telling me that. Oh, my goodness.
How do you feel about the idea that your daughter might end up in a combat unit, maybe on the front line somewhere?
I don't think any parent wants their kid, boy or girl, to go to combat. And I surely don't. I feel that they shouldn't be on the front lines.
I don't know that she fully understands what she's getting into, though, too, sometimes. I mean, we explain. She's like, well, I'll be able to shoot helicopters. Well, they do shoot back. I don't know that she comprehends that.
Turns out the Marine Corps didn't want women in certain combat jobs either. In 2013, the Secretary of Defense ordered that all combat positions be open to women. But after a period of deliberations, the Marines asked for an exemption. They argued that putting women into the infantry and to other combat jobs would make the Marine Corps a less effective fighting force.
This contract that we have with each other.
General Robert Neller is the commandant of the Marine Corps, the highest uniformed officer. He says the Corps' resistance came from a test the Marines ran back in 2014. It took all male units and units that mixed men and women and then compared their performances in a series of combat drills.
And then we ran them through a very physically demanding test. I mean, it was hard. And there was data in there that showed in the aggregate that in certain things, mostly in load-bearing and the most physically demanding tasks, that the teams that had females integrated in them did not perform at the same level as the all-male teams.
The results showed that male-only teams moved faster, especially with heavy loads. They fired at the enemy more often, hit their targets more often, and evacuated casualties faster. Integrated units with men and women also suffered more injuries.